Skype of Cthulhu presents Worm, Role-Playing in the Ice Age, Black Machiridus, by Emmanuel Roudier.
Sean's advice and get going. Sean, too, is impatient to start fighting a bison, so. Somebody like to give us a recap, catch us up to where we are?
It's not going well.
Well, we returned in triumph. That was nice.
That was
received
fun.
Lots of accolades. And then it seems like some unfortunate things began to happen around us, although, you know, beginning with... not to us, though. No, not at all. We are achieving great things. In fact, we are the saviors of the village, even while, you know, calamity after calamity seems to strike others. But that's just... you know, we're on a winning streak, and I'm sure that's all that's going on. Although one of us did have started poking around in dreams and believes there might be a large black cat urging us to prowl and hunt.
And I believe when you say one of us, that's all of us.
All of us.
Oh, did we all have that dream? I thought it was
all had the dream.
Rebecca's character was poking around in dreams.
I apologize. Rachel's character.
Oh, you're right. There was that. There was a poking around person.
I was wondering who this Rebecca person.
Sorry.
It's okay. I've only been here a few months.
it's my brain.
It's our names, you know. They all kind of blend together. They're all kind of the same. It's hard to tell them apart.
Okay, Simon.
I'm sorry I'm late.
No worries. How you doing, Michael?
Good. How are you?
Good, good.
I just opened my book out of the box.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a chance we'll call you Andrew tonight.
Yeah, well, it's an M word, though, so it's probably more like Mark or something. But in any case, we are taking up the cat's advice to prowl, and we are going after some bison, and apparently that will involve... real
dice
combat type thingies.
Yes,
fighting.
So now we're in the middle of is it reindeer? Reindeer hunting, and our chief got mauled in rescuing somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He and the rest of all of them went back to the camp while we decided, since we were doing well in our hunting, to stick it out and hunt some more. Mm-hmm. And then we saw bison. Here we are.
As I recall, we were the only ones to catch stuff, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
We all did pretty well, except for me, who got knocked around a little bit. Which brings me to an uncharacteristic fit of honesty, Jim. I just noticed that you have the mana pool listed at the top of this.
Yeah.
I believe the mana pool is now 7.
I thought you just talked about using it. Did you use it?
Well, I joked about using 4 of it, half of it.
I thought you talked about using your experience rather than the mana pool.
You burned one of your experience.
Okay. Okay.
You are, however, correct. The mana pool is no longer 8.
Right.
And you are correct. It's uncharacteristically honest of you.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. And that's why. That's why. I don't like to be told things like that. I guess that begs the question then, did one of us actually use the mana pool if I use my XP, or is it just dropping?
None of you did.
Aha. And is it 6?
It is 6.
Ah, double drop. What does mana represent again?
Fundamentally,
it drops without being used?
Yes. Well, it fundamentally, what the mana pool, you know, mechanically, right, it's dice that you can, you know, pull and add in to any roll you make, right? That's mechanically. In game, what it represents is collectively your character's the strength of your connection with your tribe and your tribe's spirit animal.
Hmm.
Oh, that's why it dropped.
Is this a sense that we have, or just a mechanical?
Yes.
So it is.
Yep.
We can totally tell this.
Mm. Yes. Yep.
Totally.
But it'll go back up again once our clan becomes the Black Cat Clan or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, triple.
So yes, you were hunting. You went after the five of you went after some more reindeer. Found some bison along the way, and decided, hey, bison are bigger than reindeer. Let's go have a look. Found the herd of bison. Managed to separate off one of the bison, who looks large and tasty, and perhaps a bit annoyed at being approached by these skinny, pale things. So we will go into combat right away. So I need everyone to roll me initiative. Initiative is 2d6 plus whatever modifier you may have. So let's start. Dargs. What is your...
Oh, sorry, I'm Dargs. 10. Sorry.
Yes, you are.
I was like, Turok. Who isn't talking? Yeah.
9.
9. Marla?
What kind of modifiers would we have?
From any strengths that you have started out with or may have garnered along the way?
So, like, plus 6 to speed?
No. It would specifically be a plus whatever to initiative.
Oh, okay. 7. Then.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. In that case, I have a 9.
Okay.
Okay, so the strengths, Fury of the Lion and Strength of the Bear do not affect initiative?
Correct.
Okay, then mine's 8.
Okay, that's Tadpole. And Ookla?
The hits continue with my rolling from one session to the other. I have 6.
Okay. So, Dargs, you are up first. So during combat, you have, right, you can attack. You would make an attack roll. You are trying to roll higher than your opponent's dodge score, which the bison has a dodge of 6, so you need to beat a 6. And if you do, you do damage. You can usually, you know, do something and attack. You know, move over here, pick this up, right? That kind of thing. The other, right, so when an opponent attacks you, right, they're doing the same thing. They're going to roll whatever their attack is, 2d6, 3d6, 4d6 sometimes maybe, right? And they're trying to roll higher than your dodge score, which for most people is a 7, although for some people it's modified by, again, strengths that you may have or have picked up along the way. However, the other option that you have in combat is you can choose to do what's called a total dodge, meaning that everything misses you.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very heroic.
But you can't attack, right? You're spending all you're focusing all your energy on just not being hurt.
Right, right. Well, then I guess I will... I guess I will just try to attack it then. It's a 2d6 because I don't have anything for attack to make that better. So I rolled 2 6s.
Very nice.
Sweet.
Damage.
I assume I'm using a spear on this.
If you want to, that's up to you.
Well, it seems better than a dagger. And that's a 7. Points of damage.
Very nice. You get the spear stuck in. Give it a little poke.
And then I'm going to, not nearly as gracefully as Turok would, but I am going to sort of dance away from it, sort of run away from it a little bit, give myself a little distance from it.
Yep. Poke and run. Turok.
So I would like to... do a little bullfighting type dance with it. And I can either do this and have it charge me and I'll attack it, or I could do this if it seems more appropriate and have somebody else sort of receive a charge. But I would, but that was my feeling, is that I have the seduction dance and I feel like this would be a good time to use it.
You can certainly draw its attention to you. Yes.
Okay. I will draw it and then I will dance out of the way as it comes and try to stab it. So I will end up next to it, but I will have a bonus to attack it. Wow. So this is, I get a 9.
Okay.
Could have been a lot better. And this is a spear for 5.
Okay. So both Dargs and Turok, of course, you would know this. This doesn't come as a surprise, right? Bisons have a pretty thick, leathery skin, that resists spear pokes a little bit. You're definitely stabbing it. You're definitely causing blood, opening up some small wounds, causing blood. Tadpole.
You did.
Quite possibly.
Maybe.
I apologize. I was muted. So I would like to use Fury of the Lion on the attack.
Yep.
If I'm successful, I'd like to use Strength of the Bear on the damage.
Of course.
So I rolled a 16 on my attack. And that's even a 12 without the bonus. And the damage I rolled, not so good. I rolled a total of 4.
Yeah, that's not so good.
No.
Oh.
For three rolls, I'd say that's opposite end of the spectrum.
Okay. The bison will, since Turok is standing right there next to its head, will flick its, try to gore you with its horns.
Okay.
And it will roll a 12 on doing so.
Seems to be at a 7.
You may have 8 points of damage.
Ouch. Okay.
And the bison has been wounded. It will... unless you guys are doing, we'll do something to prevent it to... it is... turning to flee.
So my next plan had been to jump up on its back. So
whoa,
nice. Do Marla and Ookla get a go with
Marla?
This?
Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say that.
Gotcha. Yep.
I'm gonna try to stab it, push it back towards us and away from its buddies there. So that's a 10.
Nice.
And with my spear, 7 points.
Ooh, very nice.
Nice.
Ookla.
Do I think I might be able to do something like hamstring it or injure like one of its rear legs or something to
smart
slow down its movement or cease it altogether?
It's not impossible. It would be extra difficult to do that, slash a tendon, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably you would need a 9 to do that. That sounds somewhat difficult to try to, hit it on the leg, try to slash it on the leg rather than just stab the big heavy body.
Sure. Why don't I go ahead and add 1 XP to that? And see if we can end this quickly. And that just gives me another dice, correct?
Yep.
And it's a base of 2 dice, right?
Yep.
Keep that 9. Yes, a 12.
Very good. Nice. The bison is hobbled, no longer able to run away. Dargs.
I will be very excited about this and take another attack with my spear. Ooh, just a 3. Not even close.
Oop.
Turok.
Yeah, so it swung its mighty head at me and hit me, scratched me across the chest, and I will grab onto the horn and attempt to swing around and come up and land on its neck. Gracefully like a swan with a 13.
Turok is riding the bison. Okay.
Wow.
That way I can use my dagger safely.
Is it up still? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hobbled. It's not able to run, but it's still up.
So I'm going to use my fury to attack and shout at the same time and try to demoralize it.
Okay.
And I rolled a 7.
Okay. Roll damage.
Okay. And I use my strength of the bear.
Yep.
For a total of 13.
Ooh, very nice.
I hope its suffering will pass soon.
The bison will, I think it will be pissed at Turok, having Turok on its back, but it's going to be hard to catch Turok at, yep, with the horns. Marla.
Pokey, pokey, pokey. just a 6, but that hits, right?
It does.
Ooh, double 6s.
There you go.
12.
Nice. Ookla.
Nice.
Way to go. Let's see. That's only a 5.
Okay. Dargs.
Let's see. We rolled a 6. Does a 6 hit it? I can't remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll okay. Do.
Then I rolled an 11.
Ooh, brutal.
Wow. Nice. The bison is bleeding quite extensively at this point. Turok.
Yeah, well, I will try to reach around and cut its throat.
Why don't you give me a quick dexterity test just to make sure you can still hold on and okay. Not be thrown off at the same while you're trying to do this.
I assume this is with Grace of the Swan. I can yep. Use that still.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
7.
Yep, that'll work.
All right.
Go ahead and roll your attack.
11.
That'll work.
And a 5 with my knife.
Okay. Tadpole.
I'm going to try to finish him off, if that's somehow possible, with the Fury.
Right ahead.
And I roll a 14.
Nice.
And I assume that does damage. I mean, I assume that yep. Hits.
Oh, yeah.
Damage is only an 8.
Okay. The bison stumbles a little bit. It will swing its head weakly at Tadpole and miss. Marla.
Pokey, pokey. Oh, I only rolled a 5 that time. Oh, sorry, guys.
Yep, and there is an emergency alert.
There's an emergency.
Yeah.
Because of the civil unrest, or are you having tornadoes at the same time?
The hurricane.
No, it's the civil unrest.
That's no good. Ookla.
Tornadoes would be fine.
Yeah, tornadoes would be great.
We're used to that.
An 11?
That'll work.
The spear does. That's a 5 only.
That's enough.
All right.
The bison falls to the earth dead.
Woo!
Roll off and
hold the spears up in triumph and whatever the equivalent of a high five is.
Warm liver for all of us.
And go look for some bandages or something.
Are there more in the area?
More bison?
Yeah.
Unless they run off.
Do we have something like a first aid type thing that we can try to help Turok with before we head off?
You certainly can. I mean, it's not like you have a first aid kit, but you know, you can do some field dressing.
Maybe something like Wisdom of the Mammoth might help. I don't know. That's not medical, but I don't know what learning would be.
That is definitely worth learning.
Okay,
cool.
Let's see what we can do.
Can I assist you by how far away are we from people who have knowledge of healing?
Well, you all have a little bit, right? And I don't think any of you are wounded enough that, right? You would need a 7. You'd need to roll a 7. Yes, Wisdom of the Mammoth will give you that extra dice.
It'll roll that 7. A 15.
Okay. Nice. And you get a D3 back.
D3. Okay.
Yep.
That's 3. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you. I'll keep the insides a little longer.
Yeah. I was just saying, in case of emergency, that I could run, because I have speed of the horse. I could run for help, but I guess that's not necessary.
It's just a scratch.
Thank you.
Oh, we should run after bison and get more bison.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
No problem. Glad I could help.
How much can we carry back? This beast is quite large. Can we carry the meat of 2 bison? I guess we could.
Well, all we really have to do is, I mean, it's going to keep because we're in a frozen area. We just need to.
It's not frozen. It's raining.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I guess we could. We can certainly get. Yeah.
I think we had talked certainly about making a litter or something. Certainly we can make 2, right? Between what other 6 of us? 1, 2, 3, 5 of us, yeah.
Well, I guess if we skin it and bone it and stuff, we could probably, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. We can probably reduce it.
So between the 5 of you, you can definitely get, you know, a field-dressed bison back to camp.
What about a second?
There's no way you could do 2.
Yeah.
But taking 1 back.
Yeah,
they're
huge. Yeah, 1 is good. I think we should start dressing it and ready to take it back. This is some food. Although, I mean, if the other option would be to go and try to bring people back from the camp to if we wanted to start to kill another one, then we could guard the meat and send some of us back to bring people.
That's true. How long would
I think that's a good idea. We could take the animal apart and divide it, and that would allow us to get more.
Well, how long would, I guess, 2 questions. Number 1 is, how much meat short are we? I think it's quite a bit. I don't know if 2 bison would be enough, but it'd go, towards that. The other thing is, how long would it take 1 person to run back to the village and get people back here?
Well, I would nominate myself to do that because I can run very fast.
Are you also very fast as well as very strong?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of other talents. I apologize. I thought this was Dungeons and Dragons, I guess. So I picked all these skills.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
So I'm probably a little bit on the shallow end intellectually, but I'm fast and strong.
No, I like it. Somebody should be.
So to answer the time question, the better part of half a day to get back to camp, given the distance and the rain and the mud, unencumbered. I mean, if you just like sprinted straight there, right? Dragging the carcass of a bison will take you pretty much all day.
Okay, so I could get back if I left. What time of day is it?
Mid-morning, I believe.
So I could get back before sun's... I mean, it's summertime, right?
No, it is the autumn.
Okay. I could probably get back at just after dark.
Back here?
But you'd be with people. But yeah, right.
Yeah. And that would give us a chance, you know, if we take another one down, we can at least bring them together to fend
and
off.
And spend the time cleaning it. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm happy to do that.
Certainly not trying to dissuade you from your plan. Mm-hmm. You know, but you do know, but you know, the running part is fine. But the staying behind with carcasses, with the carcasses of one, or possibly two bison. I think it was Marla who suggested the possibility of scavengers.
Mm-hmm. Might have been.
Oh, that's right.
But I was thinking we would build a fire and start smoking the meat, and that would also keep away scavengers. But I don't know if that's
and the a rain, legit that thought that
we would have.
Yeah, I don't know if that would keep tigers away.
Well, what I guess the other thing is
we are tigers.
What do we think? Wolves. Don't forget. What types of scavengers can we expect? And would the fire, because we've been building fire pretty much every night. It's not easy, but we've been getting it. You know, would that be helpful? And what would we be facing?
All right. So the main, you know, scavengers to be concerned with, right, are the vultures, of course,
mm-hmm.
through the day. You know, but then day and night.
But they're not going to attack us.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're big. They're ornery. You're right. They're probably not going to attack you, but they are, you know, something that you would have to deal with, right? They are a concern. And, you know, you would know from experience that, you know, you don't want to eat meat that a vulture has gotten into.
But if we cut off the head and drug the head away from the fire, the scavengers might go for it and leave us more or less alone.
Certainly a possibility.
I think we would want every piece of it, though.
But the head wolves, isn't.
Yeah, wolves are also a possibility. Lions are a possibility.
Yeah, lions seem worse.
Let's go home.
I'll stick with a group.
Well, if you're sticking with the group, then we may as well just start. We may as well start taking the animal home. We may as well just leave, and we can come back. I mean, yeah. We may be able to come back, but
yeah, I guess for that matter, are we still going to be concerned about those animals as we drag this carcass back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially,
right.
But it's probably less bad if we're moving than if we're
yeah. Probably, yes. Okay.
Right. I mean, scavengers are always a danger and a concern, right? That's why, you know, you typically don't want to, spend a whole, you know, just kind of sitting out there with a, you know, come eat this, you know, with the buffet sign open, right?
So, yeah, let's spend a little time making it less or whatever, a couple hours making it. I mean, obviously, we'll keep what we keep and We would know what we keep and what we don't keep.
Yep. Yep. Do a quick field dressing on it. That's not a problem. You can all go ahead and make a roll on that. I'm sure there won't be any problems. But
is this part of leather working? Okay. Stick to the skinning and so forth?
Sure, why not?
15 for Upla.
9.
7. Yep.
So we get 2 or 3 dice for this?
2.
Okay. I rolled an 8.
Good.
10.
Nice. Yep. So you can all work together and field dress it. Yeah. Get rid of the offal and the inedible bits. Take the skin off, which Turok does a very good job of. You know that you'll be able to turn this into a very, very nice warm and toasty, either a blanket or a couple wraps. Very high quality. It doesn't take you too long, the five of you working together, to field dress the bison and put together a little sledge to drag the carcass back, and then you're headed home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Go feed our families.
Seems reasonable. So you do manage to make it back. You can see the fires of your camp ahead of you, just around sunset. As you approach the camp, no one is running out to greet you.
I was afraid of.
Uh-oh.
Is there a funeral sign up, like a mourning flag hoisted of some sort?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, it appears that I've lost his name.
Wolffang, is that right?
It is Wolffang, right? That's the problem.
Yep.
Is
that the hunt leader, yes.
Hunt leader, yeah. Appears that Wolffang must have died. We should make an offering. Luckily, we can do so.
I would like to make a drawing somewhere in his honor.
Okay. As you make your as you kind of make your way into camp, some people, a few people kind of poke their heads out of their huts. A handful of people will kind of, will kind of rouse themselves out and, help carve up the carcass. Tawny comes out of his hut, comes out to you. Ah, you have returned with wonderful, more meat. This will help stave off some of the hunger through the cold months.
Is it is Wolffang, though, who has died?
No, Wolffang lives.
Yeah.
I fear he may never hunt again, but for the moment, he lives.
Who has, and I'll sort of just nod at the location where the flag is.
He'll give you a name.
Okay.
And you recognize that name as one of the other women who was with child.
Mm.
Oh.
And the child?
The child lives, but weakly. Came far too early.
Did they eat something wrong?
No more or no less than the rest of us, as far as I know. What do you mean, it's something wrong?
Well, something to bring on the labor pains early. Did they eat something bad? One person going into labor early is unfortunate and strange, but two? Unless... It just seems strange.
Yes, I fear the spirits are not with us at the moment.
Perhaps it is so, this skull.
That's what I was going to say, is how likely would that thinking be in society with who puts its stock in spirit animals and stuff? How likely would it be to to think that it is the skull, and we are experiencing bad luck, and you know, perhaps being favored by an evil beast and whatever.
And we know the cat talked to us.
Mm-hmm.
The general answer to that question is, you know, by and large, what has changed?
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, no, that's mm-hmm. the one thing that has changed.
Yeah,
that thing that has changed. That could possibly, that, you know, many people may believe that that is to blame.
How about? Well, never mind. I was going to say, how about the wisdom of bringing it up before one of the shaman?
We already did that.
Well, we brought up the fact that, you know, we got it, and isn't this cool? Bringing up the fact that, hey, this is all our fault is something entirely different.
Well, I was actually thinking that we could just take care of it. I mean, that we could sacrifice the skull to the wolf along with some meat.
And, yeah.
We could arrange our own event. We brought this here. We can grow up and take care of it.
No, yeah, I'm all for that too. I was just trying to think in tribal politics sense, is it smart to say, hey, this is all our fault, but don't worry, we'll take care of it, or smarter to say, hey, yeah, I don't know what's going on, and then amongst
well, they're
ourselves,
thinking
like,
exactly
we gotta
the same
get rid
thing.
Of this.
I mean, they're not. I mean, if it occurs, I mean, they're gonna. They know what's changed. Also, like, they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, we made a big deal when we came back that we had this thing. So
some of us did. Yeah.
Some of us did. Yeah, I know. I know. Keep together. Saying we did something. We did something.
Yes, yes. We're all in it together. Everyone lives in the same tent.
Yes. So let's.
To answer the question, you would typically, you know, you would typically discuss this with, you know, with the shamans and the elders.
Okay.
Right. You know, what are you right? Because again, it's the whole, you know, kind of, you know, collectivist. We're all in this together, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You know, here's what's going on. What are the, you know, what do we think the options are? What should we do about it? Right. Get, you know. And then, you know, from your own ideas, maybe they'll have, you know, maybe, you know, they'll have a couple different ideas, and then you would decide how to proceed from there.
Yeah. So maybe Turok mentioning it to Tawny, because Tawny's one of them, is exactly the right thing to do. And, you know, maybe we have to go before everyone else too. But yeah. Yeah. I won't try to stifle him and say, stop, anything like that.
I think we should. My part was more or less in character, so I think we should sacrifice this, make amends to the wolf, and give it this bone skull. The question I don't know is how. It will not burn, presumably.
I'll smash it.
That would be a start. Yeah. Well, let's discuss with the
yeah.
Perhaps the thing to do would be to return it where we got it.
Well, as I say, let's
yeah,
see
let's
if we
talk
can
talk to people who are smarter than us. Let's go do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Can Tawny arrange something for us?
Of course.
Tent is always open.
Yeah, so, you know, over the course of the next 30 minutes or so, Tawny will bring together some of the elders in the clan, and you would all meet up. So White Paws, you know, you will find out, is off caring for the premature baby. You know, Wolf Fang, who would also normally be part of this, is, you know, still unconscious. He's alive, but, you know, very, very badly wounded, and resting as comfortably as they can make him. So Tawny, Crescent Moon, and a handful of the clan elders will meet with you in Crescent Moon's hut. This is quite
concerned.
Yes, as I think are we all. This is quite a change of luck for at least most of the clan.
Yes. And it seems that overall it is not good. We were discussing among ourselves how we might make amends to the wolf to bring his favor back amongst us.
I feel as if my... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt there.
Whether this cat spirit that seems to have come in is if there's a way to rid ourselves of it.
I fear I can feel my own connection to the wolf mother slipping already. And it worries me, it scares me.
Yes. The wolf has grown distant in the past few days. You can see Tawny kind of close his eyes. And his breathing slows. You can see, you know, you recognize the signs. He's entering into a trance. He kind of breathes for a moment. Yes. The wolf is distant. It will not. And then he cries out in pain, and you can see on his shoulders two huge red bruises just suddenly spring into existence.
Oh.
You can all make a perception type of roll.
Yeah, do they seem cat? I don't know if they would be cat-like. They seem like they're not claw marks. Persuade.
Seven, but two.
Five.
That's a two dice.
Six.
Yep.
Seven.
Seven.
Except you can add your wisdom of the mammoth to this, I think.
Oh, okay. Eight.
But yeah, I think most of you recognize the size and shape of those bruises. It's almost hard to miss. They are very reminiscent of those two giant teeth on the skull. He cries out in pain, falls over, and he's kind of shaking. The elder sitting next to him, you know, puts his arms around him and helps him up. Are you okay? Tawny. The cat, your black cat, it's driven the wolf away. It will not allow us to connect with the wolf.
Well, perhaps we will have to go away and either start a new group or just take the cat with us and see if we can free you of the pain.
But how did this come to be? Was it just bad luck that there's no doubt you've cursed the clan by bringing the skull back, but Why us? Perhaps one of the other clans placed the skull there for you to find.
In the earth?
Perhaps the cat wanted to be found and called to us.
And one of the other elders will say, perhaps it was the bear men. Mm-hmm. The voice of the answer, Crescent Moon, said, there have not been bear men in this valley since before I was a little girl. Perhaps one of the other clans then. Well, perhaps, maybe it was just our bad luck. Maybe the wolf is testing us. Yeah, kind of all the elders are discussing kind of all these possibilities.
Fairmen are just another clan, right? They're not like some supernatural kind of thing they're worried about.
Make a knowledge-y kind of roll.
So that's probably got Wisdom of the Mammoth too, huh? That's a little better. That's a 10. Not super better, but some.
Sounded supernatural.
So you have all heard, not all, but you, Ukla, sorry, have heard tales of the Bear Men. You remember some of the tales of the Bear Men, right? So you are all Longmen. That is how you refer to yourselves, as, you know, not just, you know, your clan, but you know, everyone in your tribe, anyone from any other tribes, you are all long men. Mm-hmm. The Bear Men were the men who were here before the long men were here.
Something like what, Homo sapiens or Homo erectus or Neanderthals and whatever the other one is, kind of existing.
If you insist on putting modern terminology on it, Neanderthals.
Gotcha. I have a small mind myself. I don't have the wisdom of the mammoth to help me, so I have to put it in terms I understand.
Crescent Moon. I don't know. I can't believe that Bearmen would come down into the valley and curse us in this way, but if this cat of yours is as ancient as it seems, perhaps they know more of it than we do. Perhaps you could try to contact them.
So we would know that they still exist somewhere, they're just not in the valley with us normally.
You don't even know that they still exist.
Okay, so this
you
is
know, all in
a
any
spirit quest.
Yeah, any tales that even Ukla may have heard, you know, are, you know, great-great-grandfather once saw in the distance, you know, or great-grandmother swears that she saw footprints one day that were, you know, weird, right, or of that nature.
Well, perhaps these are two ways of saying the same thing.
We should go.
Yeah. That we should travel take our curse with us, and if we can find an answer, we can come back. And if we can't find an answer, well, we will see if we can start a new life.
This is very brave of you. Tawny says.
That will not be the death of my clan.
And Crescent Moon pipes up again. If you wish to seek the Bear Men, I'm afraid I do not know where they can be found. But I know of stories that they once lived in the caves high in the mountains. Perhaps you could travel to the Cave of Purification and start there. You would all know that the Cave of Purification is a cave not high up in the mountains, but you know, kind of high, you know, higher in the mountains than you know, you normally visit. And it's kind of the place that people go, you know, not just from your clan, but from the other clans in the tribe. That people go when they either need to, you know, cool off or just be away for a bit, or you know, want to go someplace and meditate, you know, or you know, when you know, women are starting their menstruation, that's where they go, right? It's kind of that general purpose. You know, these people, you know, this person or these people need to be away for a little while, that's where they go.
And Tawny has flat out said that we can no longer contact the wolf at this time, right? So it's not like we could try something ourselves and be guided.
You can
try anything. He can't contact the wolf.
Yeah, no, I mean, he...
Try anything you want to.
Yeah. Well, if he says we can't, I think
he would know. He can't. Yeah.
Yeah, but he would know either Tawny or right. Whoever the other one is. Half boss. I certainly wouldn't presume. Being a... I don't know. Are we considered mm-hmm. children or are we considered like young?
No, you're adults.
We're adults. 14, yeah.
We're halfway dead.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't believe that was true even then.
No, I don't think so either, but it's funnier.
Yeah. All right, let's make
once
it.
We, once we made it to, you know, age 5 or whatever, we're probably pretty good for a while.
We're in the clear.
Could I suggest that we go to this cave and it couldn't hurt anything?
No, it can. But I'm ready to roll. I mean, I'm like starting to think about what I need to pack and how I'm going to stay warm up there.
Is it
right? And are we going to take stores with us? Because I mean,
that's true. What can we? Well, we can probably get the clan to help us too, right? Make all haste and provisions and stuff. We've already got ourselves a litter from the bison. Can we leave tonight?
Well, we have the litter from the skull too, which we're going to need.
That's true.
Luckily, we have a really strong person with us who can help haul stuff.
The elders will, you know, talk amongst themselves for a bit and suggest that they could spare a day's worth of rations. For
days.
You to take with you.
How far is this cave? Like an hour?
Half a day. Up in the mountains.
Okay. Are we at the point during the...
I mean, we won't eat significantly more than we would if we were here, so we should at least get our normal allotment of food, I would think. Whatever that is. Whatever half rations we're on. But we will certainly hunt.
We've been mighty hunters lately, I think. Marla kind of likes the hunting prowess that she's garnered and the extra stamina. She's not so sure she wants to give this up for some snivelly wolf.
You're not saying that out loud, but I'm definitely nodding my head at that.
Well, I mean, I think that was sort of the thought, right? Is that we may start our own clan. I mean, that was definitely one of the things I put on the table. It was not
That's
just
true,
a,
yeah.
But, I mean, I think That'd we owe it to them to take this curse away, but it doesn't mean we come back necessarily if things work out for us.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let's go.
Can we make it today? Are we half a day? I know there was half a day's journey if we were running, I thought, but.
Well, we got in at nightfall.
Yeah.
We got there at night. Oh, okay.
This confab is definitely happening well after sundown.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can leave in the morning.
Yep.
But let's... I wonder if we should even tonight move our tent away. Our tent and the skull.
Can we move our tent? I mean, it was kind of a family, so I thought there were a few besides just us. But we've been sleeping out amongst the under the stars for a while now.
Well, let's get this skull out and set up some tents out there.
Yeah, we can build a little shelter type thing. We were fine.
Yeah. Start a fire.
Take your proffered day's rations and the skull and go half an hour or so away from camp.
Yeah.
Sounds appropriate.
Build a fire and a shelter. Those sound like fire and shelter rolls.
Okay.
I'm building a shelter like a beaver.
13 on the fire.
7 on a shelter.
A passable shelter and a very nice fire. perhaps some resistance against cold rolls. the plus four for the very nice fire and the passable shelter.
12.
I got a 14.
Once again, everyone is well insulated against the cold. The next morning dawns.
Right. No word from our spirit cat.
Would you all make perception-y type rolls?
Can I use my magic of the rhino with its curses and...
10.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not okay.
6.
10.
Snake eyes.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what are we rolling? I lost for a second.
Drop perception.
Perception. Which, you said that allows the wisdom? No.
No, not in this else. Case.
Yeah, sorry. Spinning. Ah, it was a 6. That was worth waiting for. 9.
Nice. So at least some of you, not all of you apparently, you wake up in the morning, kind of get up and stretch, and you're looking around at yourselves, and kind of realizing, you've basically intentionally, maybe temporarily, maybe not, exiled yourselves from, the clan that you've known your whole life. You notice that everyone's skin is dusky. It's kind of dark. It's like your skin would normally be in the height of the sun season. Despite the fact that the cold season will be here soon. Your skin has grown noticeably darker.
Huh. It's interesting. We are burned by the sun.
Yeah, some of us didn't notice that, right? I'll definitely speak up and discuss it.
What? What are you talking about?
Just
look at our skin.
Look, when I pinch you and it goes white, look at the difference when I let go.
I look at you waiting.
Get your pinchy hands away from me. Smack.
Wisdom of the whatever you have isn't enough to make you do that, I hope, but okay.
Oh no. Darix, come here. Let me show you.
Let me show you, my friend, pointy. we have no real idea where they are, other than a general direction type thing, right?
We would know where this cave is.
Oh, yes. Right. Yep. Oh,
okay.
That's where we're headed.
All right.
And when do we, what's the normal time to go for supplies? In the evening? Or do we kind of break a fast?
When do we go hunting or when do we eat?
Yeah, I mean, is it the kind of thing where we haven't eaten for, like, I don't know, like colonials or something like that, where we eat early in the day and then we're hungry as hell in the morning?
I think you would normally eat a little bit throughout the whole day.
Okay, so we'll probably use these food supplies partly and can hunt tonight if we have to. Reasonably.
Let's get there, and then we can hunt once we get there.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Cave.
Okay. You can certainly spend the morning trekking up into the mountains, the slopes, to where you know the cave is. Uh, By early afternoon, you kind of get there. I'm guessing none of you have probably ever, maybe some of you have been here, at least just to see it or be kind of introduced to it. Whether or not any of you have ever been here for its intended purpose. It is a fairly large cave, in the sense that it is, kind of tall and wide. There's a large entrance that's, a good 5 to 7 meters across. And the roof is 7 to 10 meters above you. It narrows to just a couple meters at the back. And the whole thing is probably 10 to 12 meters into the mountain. There is a stream that runs through the cave that comes out of a rock spring at the very back of the cave, and then kind of trickles through the cave and then runs out to the outside. There are a number of supplies kind of stacked up by the cave entrance, some skins, some poles, some trellises, this kind of thing, that people who are staying here would use.
That we would feel comfortable presumably using, just normal shelter, not private stuff. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
And we have this sledge with a cat skull on it.
Yep.
And you said,
is there anyone here?
Whoops.
There is no one else in the cave. Nope, no one is staying there at the moment.
Then one of the uses you said would be to kind of go into a trance, or that's our kind of our purpose, right? That we want to be in the cave for.
It is. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm thinking about, well, we're here. What do we do now? I mean, you look around for.
I wanted to. Well, I wanted to ask if there's imagery on the wall, and if not, would I be allowed to draw on the or paint or something on the cave if I could, with a stick or in mud even?
There certainly is some, some simple figures, some animals, some handprints, that kind of thing, and yes, it is absolutely acceptable to if. If you'll excuse the pun, if the spirit moves you to make an image of something you think you feel is appropriate.
I would like to draw a wolf on the wall and maybe something representing our people.
Okay. Make a drawing stuff test.
Okay.
Artistic ability.
9.
Very nicely done.
Great.
There's a nice image of a wolf and some people.
I hope that the wolf, we can reconnect with the wolf and come back and protect us again.
So we've all gone into trances before, right? I mean, this is fairly standard. So yep. I will do whatever I normally do to sort of settle down and start allowing things to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe do it in front of the new painting.
Okay. Just before you do that, for Tadpole's benefit, certainly the image of the wolf and the people, you would fully expect, that to stimulate that connection to, bring the wolf spirit to increase your mana pool, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't. In fact, your mana pool has gone down even further. Those of you, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just going to say, let's figure this out. There must be something you can do to
reverse. I was going to meditate on the cat.
Yeah.
Okay. Those of you who are doing the meditation, entering into a trance, go ahead and make me a trance roll.
How can I use that magic of the rhino?
Well, that sounds right.
I don't. Does magic of the rhino help you in entering a trance? Let's find out.
Mm-hmm.
I know there is a strength that specifically does. That's why I'm...
No, I don't think it is.
No, it does not.
That's okay. I still rolled an 11.
Okay.
Nice.
10.
Dargs, Marla, anyone else?
Unless that whole mammoth thing works, I got a 4.
Okay. Ukla is being a little too shifty, not able to settle. Turok, Tadpole, are you going to...
Yeah, sorry, am I muted? I got a 10.
Okay.
Ukla's got fleas.
Wow. I rolled 2 6s, which is a critical success, I think.
Very nice. All of you, except for Ukla, are able to enter a trance. As kind of each of you do, you know, you each kind of see the... I'm sorry. I should ask first. I think Turok said you were specifically trying to focus on the cat, right?
Yep.
Okay. And the others?
Me. I was all about the cat. Meow.
Oh, nice.
Yes, I, on the other hand, will be focusing on trying to locate these bear men and pleading for assistance in finding the bear men.
Okay. And Tadpole, what are you meditating on?
I'm focusing on trying to call out to the wolf to come back to us.
Okay. Just one second. Let me do this way. Let's see. So, Steve. Okay, there's Steve. Let me go for Edwin and Rachel next.
Secret messages.
Yes. Okay, there's for Edwin. Rachel, where's Rachel? There's Rachel. Michael. Mm-hmm. Towards you. There's Michael and Sean.
Come on, big one.
Is there an overnight healing from last night's sleep?
let me get back.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, let me get back to you in just a second. I apologize for any spelling errors. And there's Sean.
Woo. Ah!
yes, for the overnight, you can all have 1d3 stamina points back. So variously,
interesting.
I mean, if you lost some. So variously, you all enter your trances. You see, hear, and perhaps feel different things, except for Steve, who can't stop scratching that one itch, except for Ookla. And you all come around.
I picked up some fleas last night. The famous furs.
I'd like to share my vision if people would like to hear about it.
Sure.
What did you see?
So I saw something I think really useful to us that will help us in our mission. And I had a vision that the wolf howled once and it was at a distance. And I got the impression it wanted to come, but the cat actually got between us. So I think we need to do something to rid ourselves of the cat and to remove the cat as far away as possible from us. And I think that would bring us back with the wolf.
Well, we could contemplate reburying it, or we could, as you say, crush it. It was not friendly to me.
When I dreamed of it the other day, it was very friendly to me, but today it was not. Don't know if it's because it feels that you are trying to get rid of it. I'm going to blame it on that.
Mm. I mean, it was a very distinct vision that our spirit animal was threatened by this creature.
Did you all see the figures as well?
What figures?
I saw the cat. What did you see?
Oh, well, I saw the wolf. It also howled, but then it began to run towards a group of people off in the distance who looked strange and somewhat distorted. I couldn't tell you where it was, but like you all, a cat sort of was stalking towards me. But it didn't get directly between me. It just seemed to be sort of coming towards me.
So do you think you were one of the figures then?
I assume it's the bearman, but I assume I didn't see anything that reminded me of any landmarks, but maybe if we go outside and I look around, maybe I'll have a feeling of which way to go.
All right.
That can happen.
I would like to go and inspect the skull and see if anything has changed on it.
You can make a notice whether things have changed on a skull test.
Five.
What'd you get?
Five.
Yeah. Five. Can't tell.
It seems like nothing has changed. Looks the same.
So I will walk outside the cave and look around and see if I see any figures off in the distance or anything that sort of, and obviously won't be the same, but sort of reminds me of my vision.
You may make a notice and perceive and look at things test.
That is a 10.
It's hard to remember all these rules. There's all these different tests that we have to make.
So many different skills to roll. Nothing about the landscape, the trees, the mountain high above you, reminds you of anything that you saw in your vision. You do, however, see some tracks.
Well, I will point them out to the others and suggest that what time is it now? How long did it take to get here?
So you got here around early afternoon. By the time you kind of settled in and did some cave painting and entered in some trances, it is early evening.
So maybe we should stay here in a cave where we don't have to worry about making a hut.
Yeah, and see if we can find some game.
Can we look at these tracks to see, are they animal, are they human? Do they look different than our feet? Not longman feet? Anything like that?
They are the tracks of, they're not animal. They're definitely not, they look like your footprints, but wider and shorter. You can make out, five toes, but they're, instead of one big toe and, three kind of medium sized toes and then one little toe, they're kind of five kind of broad toes, and the footprints are kind of wide and broad and seem a bit stubby, if anything.
And just to maybe verify that this is not some guy with a freaky toe.
And there appear to be the tracks of three people.
Okay, that's where I was going with that, three people. So I get kind of excited, and we can all chat on that as we... Well, I don't know, I guess get game would be the next thing. You don't want to chat when you're getting game, but I'll share.
Yeah, so I think I'll go set some traps.
Yeah. Sure. I'll help with that.
Anyone who wants to, can do so.
It's a 9 for trapping.
7.
And 8 for me.
An 11 for me.
By the time the sun goes down, you find yourselves with 5 large, juicy squirrels.
Great.
And that squirrel meat.
Tastes like chicken.
Don't it all.
Fry it.
Fry it, you'll ruin the taste.
And we'll have to invent oil and pans.
Yes.
Exactly. Luckily, somebody has wisdom of the ancients, so I don't think that'll be a problem.
We need wisdom of the futurists, so.
Well, I'm sure the bear man had oil and pans.
Yeah, so let's eat dinner, and I think we should probably have watches tonight. It feels like this is high traffic area potentially.
Do we find anything in the things that were left behind? It sounded like it was mainly like to make yourself comfortable while you're there for maybe a few days. But is there anything we could give us protection for the mouth of the cave if we were to put it up?
Like a little screen.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that.
Using some of the poles and trellises and, hang the skins over them, you could certainly screen the entrance to the cave if you wanted to.
Yeah, I think maybe that's enough. But, as you say, we can always set watch if you want.
I think we should. If we don't take much, we should be fine.
I'll work on a fire for us.
I'll take a shift.
Go ahead and do your fire, Turok.
There we go. 4. Apparently my cat wounds are finally catching up.
It's a little hard to get a good fire going, you know, in the cave.
Smoky.
Especially with the cave entrance screened off. You know, you're trying to kind of balance, you know, I don't want it to be kind of big and warm, but when I do that, now it's, you know, the smoke's not able to get the smoke vented right, and you just kind of end up with a middling little fire. So you guys are going to do a watch schedule through the night. Let's go ahead and get cold checks from everyone at a +2. +1 for the cave, +1 for the fire.
9.
12.
9.
7.
9.
Marla's feeling a little chilled, but not too bad. Who's up first watch?
I think Tadpole.
Okay. Make a standing good watch test.
Okay. 9.
Yep. Your part of the night passes quietly and uneventful. Who are you going to wake up after you?
I think I'll wake up one of the men, whoever's closest.
I'll wake up.
Okay. Wake up. Can you let me get some rest, please? All is quiet.
I need your strength tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I get an 8.
Yeah. Yep. Evening passes, your part of the night passes quietly and uneventfully. Who's next?
Carla, wake up. Yes.
Oh, fine.
It's been quiet, but chilly.
Yeah, I know. A 7 on my standing watch abilities.
Okay. As you're, you know, sitting there in the darkness of the cave, the embers from the fire kind of glowing, trying not to cough from the smoke, as it kind of is filling the cave and not really drifting out as much as you would like, you hear a snuffling sound from outside the skins.
I see if I can't get a I'll try to take a peek outside around the screen. Hopefully the moon is bright.
The moon is not bright.
No.
As it is covered by clouds. Drizzle continues to fall. It is dark. It is cold.
Well, I listen. Does it sound like a big, big something snuffling? Does it sound like just like a small thing?
So when you say you're going to take a peek.
Yeah.
Are you like, you know, trying to very surreptitiously take a small peek through the, you know, just around the corner, just barely a little bit, or are you like throwing the thing wide open? And
oh no! I'm way more cautious than that. Okay. I'm, you know, we've got a gap, so some of the smoke can get out. I'm trying not to move it or move it so very slowly.
Make me a cautious stealth test.
8.
There is a brown bear out there, but it does not seem to have specifically noticed you.
All right. Well, I will just kind of keep an eye on it. As long as it meanders away, we should be okay.
After a few minutes, it does meander away.
All right.
Who's next?
Oh, I turn. I'm just like, Darks.
Okay. I will make my staying awakey type roll.
I'll tell him about the bear, too.
Well, I got very excited about that. So excited that I fell asleep as soon as you left. So I rolled a 4.
Dreaming of bears.
Would you all make a wake up out of sleep before I'm eaten by a bear roll?
Oh, Darks! Ooh!
9.
12.
10.
7.
7.
Okay. Would everyone roll initiative, please? Start with Dargs. What do you get?
3.
The initiative is just the 2 dice, right?
Yep, unless you have some kind of bonus to your initiative. Turok. Right.
7.
Tadpole.
6.
Okay, Marla?
11. I wasn't that far asleep.
Ookla?
12.
Wow. Let me do that. Let me be. Now, Sort. Let's see. So, Ookla's going first, then Marla, then Turok, then Tadpole, then the bear, then Darks. Okay, so yes, you are all awakened out of your sleep by the roar of a bear, as you see the paw of a kind of medium-sized brown bear tear through the skins that were shielding the cave. Ookla.
Is this the type of thing that is very, very obviously about to charge in an attack, or just kind of ripping it open and standing there roaring or something?
It's ripping it open and standing there roaring.
Okay. Do we know stuff you're supposed to do to get a bear from charging you? Is it like not make eye contact or spread your arms wide, or is it none of that? Just lay on a ball and hope it goes away. I'd rather not lay in a ball, but if it's something I can do to kind of stop it or show we're not dangerous. I mean, we're out here for the bear men, so it seems like it makes sense not to kill a bear the first time we see it.
Don't have anything it wants. Don't look threatening. Don't look tasty. And don't look tasty.
Okay.
You look tasty always.
Especially it's that
majesty of the Aurochs. Yeah. Okay. I will not look it in the eye, and I'll kind of turn my head and kind of, you know, put my hands in kind of like a calming motion and kind of back up a little bit.
Okay. Make me a not threatening to a bear test.
Not threatening to a bear test. That's a 4. Eaten first by the bear test. Should I make one of those, or is that?
I think that's pretty much what you just did.
Yeah.
Marla. Ookla is backing up, looking like bear food.
Yeah.
Can we all get along?
I grab my spear. Rah! 9.
That'll hit.
6.
Nicely done. Turok.
Is there a part of this cave that one could climb up? Like, is it rough enough that there could be a ceiling? I mean, somewhere to get up towards, climb towards the ceiling or something to get off the ground.
I think you can certainly make a climbing test, but I think we'll want a nine for this.
And does this possibly include some gracefulness?
Sure, why not?
I will get a 13 then.
Yep. Turak climbs up, trying to escape the danger. Leave Ukla to be eaten. Tadpole.
Yeah. I rolled a 7 and trying to aid someone who's dealing with the situation. I don't know if that's a thing or not, but is there anything I can do to help somebody?
I'm
there.
you can help Ukla not be eaten.
You can jump in front of me, or maybe grab a spear.
You can help Turok climb the rocks faster.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a boost. Understanding was we hadn't actually, no one had actually struck the bear yet, right?
Oh no, Marla did.
Oh, yep. Okay. Well, then, yeah, I would try to strike the bear.
Okay. Yeah, Marla has already enraged the bear by spearing it. Yep.
Well, okay. Ukla just looks super.
I apologize. It's just sometimes I don't know exactly how to roleplay this, so I'm just doing the best I can.
No worries.
So
you got a 7, you said?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Okay. So I rolled a 7, but my first two rolls were snake eyes. Does that matter?
Nope.
Okay, so 7 damage.
Nice. The bear will lope after Ukla, who looked very tasty, and chomp with his mighty jaws.
It's too late to do that all-out dodge, right?
Yep. It certainly
and,
is.
And what we get is the dodge base of 7 and any bonuses. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
So do you want me to remind you that I have a 3 bonus?
That would be useful, yes. So you're actually at a 10 for your dodge?
That's right.
Aren't you lucky? Whew. The bear misses you.
Sucker.
Dargs.
Oh, I am of two minds. I really am concerned that we're not going to win over the bear men by killing their totem, but I also don't want Ukla to get eaten, so I guess I will try to spear it with a 9.
That'll hurt. That'll hurt. That'll hit. It'll hurt, too.
It'll hurt to the tune of 14.
Wow. That'll hurt a lot. The bear roars in extreme pain. Ukla.
After doing this, I can't. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have any weapons on me at this point.
Probably left him behind.
Yeah, probably left him behind. I'm trying to think. Should I either grab a rock, climb the wall, or I think.
Just punch it.
Yeah, that's right. Gouge its eyes. Gonna, that's so tempting, Sean. I know if I were. I know if I were Tadpole, I would do it in a heartbeat. But... Let's see. Can I use the wisdom of the mammoth to think how stupid it would be if I were to try to grab it by the neck from behind and hold it for other people to stab it?
The bear is a lot stronger than you are.
Okay, I'm just going to do one of those all-out dodges things.
Okay.
Could I grab a weapon and then do a dodge? You said sometimes you could do two things.
Not when you're doing the total dodge.
Okay, let's do total dodge.
Yeah, you're completely focused on, please don't hurt me to be doing anything else.
That sounds like the perfect thing for me to be doing.
Go ahead and give me a keep the bear's focus on me test, though?
Okay. That's
if that's something you want to do.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's that'll also be part of it.
Yep.
So a regular two dice roll, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's going to be an 8.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Marla.
Marla. 7.
Nice.
I like
11.
That.
11. Ooh.
Very nice. Turok.
Well, we are, cats. Wall. Yeah, we're cats and cats pounce. So from my height, I will leap cat-like and see if I can stab this thing.
Go right ahead.
Get a 11 to land my blow.
Nice. Roll some damage.
And a mere 2 with the knife as I scrape it.
Yep. Tadpole. The jump looked impressive, though.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Very.
It's a very thick skin.
Oh, fat roly-poly, ready for the winter.
So I try to hurt the bear with a rock. And I rolled a 4, 5, 6, so that's 15.
Okay. Roll some damage.
And damage is 8.
Nice. You crush the bear's skull and it falls to the ground.
I'm sorry. But it was you or me.
Bear is good eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, that's dinner. That's better than squirrels.
Well, I'm going to thank the bear and say it was you or us, so thank you.
I mean, it attacked us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just pay my respects.
Well, I guess you know, Darks, because you were sleeping on your watch. I told you it was out there.
Well, can the strength I make some of the bear kind of is like... Sorry. Strength of the bear is one of the things that I admire. So,
yeah,
I would like. Can I keep one of the claws?
Sure, there's plenty of claws.
Before we start breaking it down, could we make some kind of a roll to determine whether, you know, the bear men would think this is a good omen because we have, you know, things of the bear about us if we find them, or whether they would like. Attack on sight because we've hurt their spirit animal?
Sure, you can go ahead and make that roll.
Okay. Throw in the wisdom of the mammoth in, maybe?
Sure.
All right. That's only 8.
You do not know enough about the bear men to know one way or the other.
Okay. Maybe we could offer the bear's teeth to the bear men.
Well, what if they have a different opinion? I mean... would be like offering, you know, your mother's teeth to you.
What would it be like for our clan? Like if someone brought down a wolf, would we say, kill him? Or would we say, yes, you have wolf skins, you know, I see you're one of us. Well, you must not be too bad.
It depends on the situation.
Depends on the situation.
Yeah, so I'll answer that by, so I think Tadpole, you said you were going to, you know, thank the bear, apologize, that sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, you can definitely, you know, right, because this, you know, this is a bear and, you know, the bear is one of your spirit animals. You know, but you certainly don't feel like you've lost any connection to the bear just because you've killed a bear, right? This was, you know, it was a fair fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to the extent that such things are possible, you know, you did it right, right? You were it's not like you were just out, I'm going to go kill a bear just to kill a bear, right? You know, so, you know, so with, you know, with your, you know, with your apologies and that sort of thing, yeah, you feel fine about it.
Okay.
You know, and so that's the answer is kind of the same thing, you know, if someone showed up with a wolf skin, you know, it's the mere fact of having it doesn't say enough by itself, right? It's about the intention behind it.
No, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone remembers the 80s movie, what was
Quest for Fire?
No. what was the one where the guy's in Alaska and he's studying wolves?
Oh,
Never Cry Wolf.
Never Cry Wolf. Yes. Right. You know, it's one thing to be like, I'm cold and the wolves are attacking and I kill some and I use their skins to keep me warm. It's completely another thing to be the, you know, the jerk hunters at the end who have the wolf tails tied to the plane. Right.
Yeah.
If that kind of, you know, makes sense as to the distinction there.
So again, right. So as long as we offer the teeth in, you know, in like reverence. We can take them along, and if we, you know, if we see that they're wearing bear skins or have bear things, then maybe we know that this is, might be an okay thing to offer as a sign of friendship. And if there's just like totally no bears anywhere, we just keep them in the pocket.
I'm laughing at the idea of having a bear skin in my pocket.
Teeth. Bear teeth.
You put the bear skin over top of the tiger remains.
The rest of the night passes uneventfully.
All right.
Great.
Oh, maybe we can take some of the bear with us, but maybe the rest of the bear we can make kind of like a catch here in the cave.
Oh, so wait. You're talking about supplies for later.
Yeah. You know, when we come back, then we could take the rest of the bear down to the camp.
Yeah. We didn't actually get any pictures of bear men on the walls when Tadpole drew the wolf, did he?
Not that you recognize, no.
Maybe you could draw a picture of a bear or paint a picture of a bear and we could leave kind of a piece of it below, kind of honoring it.
Well, we don't know necessarily that the bear men are bear men to themselves, right? Because we don't really know much about them.
It's just what you call them.
That's what we call
them. I think we should just head out.
Let's go get some bear meat, break it up, and go. How many day supplies of food would that give us? Like, where are we at right now with what we had and the squirrels and the bear meat?
Well, so I think you would still have the one day that you left with.
Okay.
Right? Because you got the squirrels, so that makes up, you know, for that first day. You know, the kind of depends on how much of the bear, you know, how much of the day you want to spend butchering the bear and how much bear you want to carry with you.
What would be the most? The least is like one extra day if we want to spend a minimum of time.
Yeah. You know, I would think, you know, without, you know, you could spend, you know, a few hours, you know, and get, you know, maybe as much as 3 or 4 days worth. You know, you wouldn't want to carry more than that with you anyway.
Right. I mean, that seems reasonable. I'll suggest that because, having to hunt for food every single night.
How fresh were those prints you saw?
How fresh were those prints I saw?
Fairly. All
right.
Well,
maybe one or two. The hunting's been good. We don't really need to spend a lot of time here cutting up the bear.
No, we shouldn't. Yeah, I agree.
I would like a necklace, that's all.
You would what?
Yeah.
I wanted a necklace of the claws, so I'm going to take a paw with me to honor the bear.
You can certainly do that.
Thank you.
Could we leave something behind, like Marla suggested, some type of cash that wouldn't be likely to be disturbed by predators or animals.
Big rocks on it.
Yeah, just big rocks.
Or hang it to dry. I don't know. Well, it's not cold, so we can't do that. But yeah, cover it up.
Certainly can do.
Okay, then.
And with a shiny new bear paw necklace and a few days worth of bear meat, head out in search of the bear men.
Right.
I think that's a good place to end it for the evening.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for playing.
Yeah.
It was a fun night.
A pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for stabbing the thing for a good Ookla.